It is now my honor to call Mayor Pangallo up to the podium for his remarks.
Thank you. Thank you, Council President Stott, for that welcome. Thanks to your colleagues on the City Council, members of the School Committee, Councilor Duff, Senator Lovely, Representative Cruz, Sheriff Coppinger, Lieutenant Governor Driscoll, and other honored guests for joining us this afternoon. To our community's Gold Star families and all who have lost a veteran on this Memorial Day weekend, I want to express our city's gratitude and respect for their service and our everlasting commitment to honor their bravery and their sacrifice. My thanks to all who made this afternoon's inaugural event possible, including the city and school district staff, to the members of our junior ROTC, and the Salem High School Marching Band for being part of today's event. And a deep thank you, especially to my family. Kristen, Aurelia, and Lucy, well done with the pledge. My parents, Karen and Sal, Mateo, my brother Mateo, and all of my dear friends and family who've been my bedrock over these recent months in particular. I could never have stepped into this role with the confidence and optimism that I have without your support, your encouragement, and your faith in me. Thank you all. And last, I want to offer a very special thank you to my friend, our former acting mayor and the long-serving counselor and champion of this ward, where we're gathered today, Bob McCarthy. Mayor McCarthy stepped up when his community needed him, and he provided a steady, compassionate hand in leading our city during a time of tremendous uncertainty and transition. We all owe him an enormous debt of gratitude, and I hope you know, Mr. Mayor, that everyone in the city will always be appreciative of what you've got, the service you've given us and what you've gotten us through, not just as acting mayor, but your 16 distinguished years as a city councilor as well. Thank you. Salem has always been stronger when our public leaders are aligned in our dedication to moving our city forward. While those values are often, as they should be, tested and debated through the election process, we've always been a community that comes together when the times demand it. I want to recognize former Mayor Neil Harrington, who expressed to me that same commitment to unifying our city for the work ahead. Because today, these times demand a shared focus and a renewed determination among all of our city's leaders. To our city councilors and school committee members, to our state leaders and partners, I'm committed to being a constructive partner with you in that work. And to our city employees in every department and every building, my colleagues in public service, I'm committed to being a leader you can rely on, someone who will always have your back and will always have an open door for you. Elected or not, we're all partners in the work ahead of us. And Salem is a city on the edge of incredible possibility, the promise of a new energy future driven by the invaluable resource of offshore wind, a resurgent economy with small businesses that serve residents and visitors, blossoming new industries, as well as support for the workers who make them successful, a rich cultural and creative sector, strong, resilient, and innovative schools, which encourage new approaches to teaching and learning that serve all of our kids, thriving neighborhoods, remarkable open spaces, an incredible waterfront, and a truly unique history. And also, the dreams of a generation of young people forced to adapt and face unimagined trauma through the COVID pandemic, but always with their eyes set on the horizon and wide with hope and possibility. How do we rise to meet those possibilities? How do we ensure that they become realities? It can't be with cynicism. It can't be with deliberate divisiveness. And it can't be by closing our ears and our minds to the voices and concerns we choose not to hear. We need to recognize Salem is thriving, but too many feel excluded from that success. Whether they're new residents or even new arrivals to our country, disconnected from the place around them, or lifelong residents who don't see themselves in the changes Salem has experienced over the past decades, or the poorest of our neighbors, working or unable to work, who aren't given the same opportunities to engage because of systemic barriers impeding them, or our older residents, already grappling with isolation only to have the pandemic further force them apart from their community. They're all, just like all of us, looking for connection. They're hoping to be heard. They're seeking a seat at the table to take part in the important work of making Salem even better tomorrow than it was yesterday. They deserve to be heard. They deserve a seat at that table. When they're with us, the leaders of the city, when we're not making decisions about them without them, we'll make Salem a better place for them and for everyone in our community. We'll make it the kind of place I want Salem to be, the kind of place I know we can be. That's why Kristen and I chose to move back here to raise our own family in my hometown. Not simply because of what Salem had been, but because of what we can be. We can be a city that recognizes our housing challenges aren't about buildings and zoning alone. They're really about people. People who are living here in Salem today, who grew up here and raised families here, who can't afford to remain in the place that they love. They were here for their city, strengthening our neighborhoods, opening businesses, teaching in our schools, and keeping our streets safe. Now they need their city to be there for them. They need us to be there to speak up for real affordability, even when the conversations are hard, especially when they're hard. Because the way forward to the Salem we know we can be, it's a challenging road at times, we know that. But there are no shortcuts on that road. That's the path that's ahead of us, towards what's possible. And it's one we're traveling on together. We can be a city that chooses to act in the face of climate change by investing in resiliency and taking bold actions to reduce our own contributions to the crisis. We can be a city that works for great parks and public spaces, high-functioning infrastructure and city services, clean and safe streets for all, and great neighborhoods in every corner of our community. We can be a city that honors and respects the dedication of our teachers, our police and firefighters, and all of our public workers. A city that respects our taxpayers with professionalism, responsiveness, and transparency in how we conduct city business. Seeking ways to grow our tax base responsibly and leverage other funding opportunities beyond property taxes alone. A city that recognizes that by serving the most disadvantaged of our neighbors better, we're serving us all better. And we can be a city that keeps working to provide public schools that meet the needs of every child, no matter their age, the language they speak, how they learn, and what struggles they carry with them into the classroom. Schools that are the envy not just of the Commonwealth, but across the country. Schools like this one. Today's celebration is here at Bentley for a reason. To shine a spotlight on just a few of the many, many examples of how we're working toward the city we can be. Bentley is the home of a remarkable dual language learning program, a model of education that, starting from kindergarten, immerses students in both Spanish and English every day. The benefits of this model are clear. Students in dual language programs achieve higher academic outcomes, not just in language, but in all courses. They graduate their elementary years not only bilingual, but biliterate and bicultural. And importantly, they gain a deep, rich appreciation for and comprehension of a different culture than their own. This opens the door to new friendships, new connections, and down the road, new possibilities in life. This model's success for children from both Spanish-speaking homes and non-Spanish-speaking homes is clear. And it's just one example of so many of how our schools and our community are willing to pilot an innovation, scale it up based on evidence of its success, and build on that foundation. Now, there are other special and successful efforts underway under this roof as well. Our district's Early Childhood Center is on the other side of this very building. The ECC provides inclusive, full-day, stimulating, and developmentally appropriate learning opportunities for over 100 preschool-age Salem kids. It's a strong model of early education that promotes cognitive, physical, and emotional and social development tailored to each child. And just a couple years ago, that model served as the basis for a massive expansion of public pre-K here in Salem. In fact, we've doubled the number of seats since the 2021 school year. Now 3- and 4-year-olds across our city have access to equitable, high-quality, culturally responsive early education programming. And that programming is not just within the four walls of our schools. With an approach that includes many of our schools, as well as family child care providers and center-based partners, we're tapping into the power of our whole community to give every Salem kid the possibility of a strong start. That's how we guarantee our future is bright, by building the foundation for it today. As we look towards that horizon, that's the Salem I hope we all see together. Home to one of the nation's, even the planet's, leading offshore wind terminals, and on the site, no less, of a former coal pile of what was once one of the dirtiest power plants in America. It's a Salem on the cusp of creating a new world-class high school, and strengthened by thoughtful investments in our infrastructure, parks, and public ways. It's a Salem striving to be more equitable and welcoming, and that's working with intention to be more affordable, both for those who live here and those who want to live here. And it's a Salem ready to commemorate over 400 years of remarkable history. A history with infamous legacies that shaped American jurisprudence and our own spirit of inclusion to this very day, but also the history of entrepreneurship and a history of innovation, of charity and compassion in the wake of great fires and terrible pandemics, of a city always striving for a better tomorrow. That's the Salem that's ahead of us, one that recognizes our past and is optimistic about our future. A city that finds inspiration in our history and motivation in our possibility. And I am so incredibly honored to have your trust and your partnership to lead us there. Now, let's get to work. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, everyone, for attending this evening. This concludes today's swearing-in ceremony. It's a lovely day outside, so enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend.